Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of April 12, 2019 by Ginger Rush. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. Restrooms. The women's restroom renovation at the Alley is complete and very pretty. And now it is the men's turn. Gentlemen, please be aware that the men's restroom is now temporarily a one-hole privy in the back of the meeting room, just past the snack bar, while renovations are completed on the regular one. This is the meeting room that we usually use for our season kickoff meeting. If you need some assistance in locating it, please feel free to ask. Don't forget the tournament. The Raleigh Outlaws are proud to invite everyone to participate in the 31st Annual Outlaw Invitational Tournament held on May 4, 2019 at Buffalo Lanes North in Raleigh. Registration will begin at 9 a.m. and bowling will begin at 10 a.m. The entry fee is $35 per bowler for singles and teams. If someone wants to only bowl one event, the fee is $17.50. For out-of-town leagues, please check make your check or money order payable to Raleigh Outlaws. And please mail all entry fees to Francis Council, 1609 Elk Park Drive, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27610. All entry funds should arrive to Francis no later than April 20. You may mail your list of names along with the funds, or you may email those to Ginger at outlawtaxi@earthlink.net, and email is greatly appreciated. Raleigh Outlaw's deadline for funds to be in the Lane envelopes is Friday, April 26. We look forward to having everyone attend. Hey, Outlaws, we will have our usual bake sale and 50-50 during the tournament. Please be thinking about what you can bring for the bake sale. National Tournament Hotel information, do not forget to reserve your room. Hotel reservation deadline is April 29. Please get your reservation in now to avoid a higher rate. The 2019 ABBA National Tournament will be held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, May 29th to June 3rd. Our host hotel is the Sheraton Station Square Hotel, 300 West Station Square Drive in Pittsburgh. The room rate is $105 per night plus 14% tax. This would equate to almost $120 per night. The hotel may request a deposit, but if you cancel up to 48 hours in advance, you will receive a refund. Failure to cancel by this time will result in no refund. Each individual is responsible for booking their own accommodations. To reserve, please call 1-800-325-3535. Be sure that you note that you are with the ABBA. The cutoff date to get the group rate is April the 29th, and the group rate will be honored 3 days before and 3 days after the tournament based upon room availability. The hotel is located 18 miles from the Pittsburgh International Airport and 3 miles from the Amtrak train station. Average cab rate is $40 one way. Uber is approximately $25 each way. Super Shuttle provides service at a discount price of $22 each way. They will also provide a complimentary shuttle up to 3 miles of the hotel. Right outside the door of the hotel is the historic Station Square, a bustling 2-acre dining and entertainment complex. Station Square is the most popular dining and entertainment destination in Pittsburgh. If you are flying into Pittsburgh and wish to use the Super Shuttle to the hotel, there is a group code available. The website for Super Shuttle is https://group.super/group-page/American-Blind-Bowling-Association. And the code to use is Y5WUR. You can receive 10% off of all of the services except the exclusive Super Shuttle rides. We will be bowling at Noble Manor Lanes at 2440 Noblestown Road, Pittsburgh. They have 40 lanes, on-site pro shop, arcade lounge, and a snack bar. They will provide a breakfast and lunch menu during the tournament. We pause to remember Sheila Newburn. Our prayers and condolences are extended to the family of Sheila, who passed away during the night on Wednesday or sometime early on Thursday morning. God has truly called another angel home. Sheila attended the Governor Moorhead School, was a former member of the Raleigh Outlaws, sang with the Seabreeze Singers for several years, worked for several companies including Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina and LC Industries. Unfortunately, no details on arrangements have been made public at this time. We will certainly keep you informed as the arrangements become available. Please join in extending thoughts and prayers to Sheila's family and friends, as this was quite a sudden passing. The Belk Charity Day is on May 4. This is the same day as our tournament. But you can pre-shop early the week before and pick up your purchases the week after if you wish. Herbert has $5 tickets available if anybody needs some. Is anyone in need of candy and nuts from the Terry Lynn Company? That's the same one that Margaret Carter sells from each fall. If so, you can see John Watson. He has the order forms available. And remember that you can order these products year-round from the online store and benefit the ABBA as well. That link is https://AmericanBlindBowling.TerryLynnCares, TerryLynnCares.com. The Sightly Worn Thrift Store is now open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Donations are also accepted each week during business hours. However, at this time, they are not accepting any clothing, mattresses, bed pillows, non-working appliances, televisions, VCRs, computers, printers, or computer accessories. Other than these items, though, let's get the old treasures out and make room for the new. Here are your hot shots for week 24. Judy Eason Farr, 89, Cynthia Burdine, 107, Renee Benton, 109, Dennis Glenn, 107, Karen Broderick, 120. Jeff Tucker, 97, Azaria Dowd, 115, Abbott Roberson, 139, Sharon Benton, 144, Miriam Dixon, 118, Marjorie Conyers, 148, Ralph Height, 191, Dwight Jones, 88, Kaisha Adams, 134, Letitia Adams, 141, Jenna Meck, 140, Marjorie Hurd, 124, Mike Blunt, 122, Brian Lewis, 100. Kevin Foster, 164, Reggie Blunt, 112, Herbert Everett, 212, Ginger Resch, 159, Mike Rush, 84, Matt Bowers, 144, Robert Parrish, 135, and David Saylor, 142. To benefit the CBA Youth account, we have another raffle going on. The first prize is a $100 gift card, second prize is a $50 gift card, and the third prize is a homemade quilt. Tickets are $1, and we will draw for the winner at the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational coming up. You do not have to be present to win. See Jeff Tucker for your tickets. And Jeff, by the way, also has a new stock of black ink pens for anyone who needs them. They are $2 a piece or 3 pens for $5. Insightful Visionaries presents the Visionary Honors Awards on Saturday, June 8th. 2019 at the Hampton Inn and Suites Crabtree, 3920 Arrow Drive in Raleigh. Tickets for the dinner and awards presentation are $100 each and include a concert and a dance following the presentation. Tickets for just the concert and the dance are only $10. The concert features Johnny White and the Elite, comedian Terry Lewis, and Blind Idol winners and semifinalists Sharmia Dixon, 2018 winner, Jordan Sheffer, 2017 winner, Charity Hampton, 2016 winner, 2017 semifinalist DeAndre Kellyman, and 2018 semifinalist Brooklyn Geis, Donnie Best, and Lawrence Carter. Honorees are Ms. Cynthia Spate, Director of Services for the Blind, Ms. Anastasia Powell, Mr. Chris Flint, and Mrs. Sharon Benton, along with Mr. Mike Corbett. You can download the whole package, including biographies of the award winners and information about Insightful Visionaries, at the following address: https://insightfulvisionaries.org/wp-content/uploads/2019/04/honors-awards-package.pdf. We have top tech tidbits for you. You can find old archived editions on the web with full unshortened links at http://www.flying-blind.com/tidbits2019/0307-2019/index.html. For the latest edition, we are reading the titles and descriptions. You can access them and their associated web addresses in three ways. One, by subscribing to Flying Blind at www.flying-blind.com to receive a weekly email that also includes classified ads for various pieces of computer equipment, screen readers, braille displays, etc. Number two, by referring to the current issue of Spare Times, News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws that was sent to you via email. Or, number three, by calling the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138 and asking that they be read to you. And now for the highlights. How the Web Became Unreadable. This is a Wired article with lots of examples. Using Netflix on your iDevice. Notes from the Get-Together on Technology about Netflix on iOS. SuperSense app for Android. This unique app lets you define an object you're looking for and then helps you find it. Information from the recent CSUN conference. CSUN interviews on FSCast number 169. And this podcast offers some interviews from the big conference. CSUN summary from Canada, a summary of the CSUN experiences from the GTT program. And CSUN summary from WebAx. This conference summary has received some very positive reviews. Website accessibility myths debunked. This comes to you from User Zoom blog. Getting the Job Done with Shortcuts, an Introduction for Blind Users. This latest book from Anna Dresner costs for anywhere from $12 to $14.50, depending on the desired medium, from the National Braille Press. Format your Word documents with JAWS and NVDA. A Guide for Students and Professionals. This new National Press book costs either $18 or $20.50, depending upon the desired medium. Inclusive Employment Questionnaire. TAVIP seeks participants in this questionnaire with the aim to improve employment prospects for people with visual impairments. They offer several possible incentive prizes, which are only available to members, but membership is inexpensive and comes with many benefits. Forging a Successful Accessibility Program. Join Sarah Horton, Strategy Lead at TPG, on April 18, 2019 at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Time for an immersive webinar on forging a successful accessibility program. All laptops from Computers for the Blind come with working batteries. Computers for the Blind has received an influx of donated machines so that all computers henceforth will come with working batteries. You can call them at 214-340-6328 or visit the website. Recording of Braille Note Touch Plus session available. The recording of the Mystic Access webinar on the new Braille Note Touch Plus is now available. Tips and tricks for OneNote. The next Microsoft Accessibility webinar will take place on Wednesday, 17 April 2019 at 1900 GMT. And finally, Seeing AI on Eyes on Success. Episode 1915 of Eyes on Success features this popular free iOS app. Scholarship opportunity. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities has funding from the City of Raleigh to award two scholarships for $1,000 each to assist the persons with documented disabilities in their pursuit of academic and vocational endeavors. It is called the James Benton Achievement Award. This scholarship is to be awarded to a person with a disability who is pursuing an educational goal. This scholarship is designed to assist with tuition, books, fees, and or special equipment for undergraduate coursework from an accredited institution. Applicants must be residents of the City of Raleigh and must be enrolled in or have been accepted to an accredited undergraduate post-secondary school, college, trade school, or other institution of higher learning. The selection of scholarship recipients shall be based upon academic performance, financial need, character, school, work and community activities, honors, ability to express him or herself in written form, personal motivation, and or leadership potential. The scholarship application must be received by the Raleigh Mayor's Committee by May 31, 2019 at the following address: Housing and Neighborhoods Department, Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities, attention, Kathy J. Hector Cox, ECTOR-COX, Scholarship Selection Committee, Raleigh Pathways Center, 900 South Wilmington Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27601. This program will provide an investment in the capability of our disability community at large. And scholarship recipients will be recognized at the July Raleigh Mayor's Committee meeting. For any questions that you may have, please call Lori Millette at 919-324-1128. Salutations, GMSAAI family and friends, from Tamika O'Kelly, Conventions and Reunions Chairperson. We are pleased to announce the annual GMSAAI Convention Reunion. The event will be held August 2nd through 4th of 2019. We will be staying at the Ramada Inn, 1520 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Room rates are $80.62 per night. Please call the hotel directly at 919-832-4100 and ask for NCGMSA Block. The hotel does not offer a shuttle service, so you will need to arrange your own ride to and from the train or the bus station. The last day to book your room is July 25. Pay-as-you-go arrangements can be made by contacting the hotel's sales manager, Kevin, at 919-832-4100, extension 7700. The theme for the Saturday Night Social is Second Chance Prom. The dress code is semi-formal. Now, don't rent a tuxedo, but do dress to impress. Friday night will be School Spirit Night, and if you have your GMSAAI t-shirt, please bring it to wear on Friday night. We will have fun, games, music, bingo, and trivia. Your $15 membership fees are due by June 1, 2019. There will be a $10 late fee if not paid by that date. Paying your dues early actually will save you $10. Registration with prepaid dues is $50. Without paid prepaid dues, registration will be $60. Lifetime members will still pay $50 registration. Attendees that do not wish to join, your registration fee is $85. Please mail your registrations and membership dues to GMSAAI, P.O. Box 46808, Raleigh, North Carolina 27620. And keep in mind that any suggestions or requests are always welcome. My email address is Tamika O'Kelly, TamikaOkelly, at yahoo.com. We ask that all paid members bring one item that can be used as a door prize, and we certainly look forward to seeing everyone at the great party in August. On to the calendar of events. WFB information provided by Robert Parrish, Wake Federation of the Blind President. The Wake Federation of the Blind will meet at the usual location, Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh, on Saturday, April 13, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. As always, if you have questions or comments, please call me. My phone number is 919-616-1606, and my email address is robertcparish7@gmail.com. I hope to see all of you there. For performances that are audio described, please see Arts Access website at http://www.artsaccessinc.org/add-performances.shtml. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities next meeting will be Thursday, April the 18th, from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street, downtown Raleigh, North Carolina. Ricky Scott is the Mayor's Committee Chair. His contact information is telephone number 919-673-8300 and email at rickyscott09@gmail.com. April's meeting will include remarks from Raleigh, North Carolina Police Chief Cassandra Deck Brown. The Raleigh Wake Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Thursday of each month from 7 until 8:30 p.m. at the Emmanuel Baptist Church, located at 2110 Noble Road in Raleigh. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and its activities. There will be a spring carnival for families of children with special needs at the Brooks Avenue Church of Christ on Saturday, April 27th from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. There will be games, a petting zoo, crafts, food, prizes, a parents' lounge, and more. And it is all free for the whole family. Siblings of kids with special needs are welcome, too. The address is 700 Brooks Avenue in Raleigh. For more information, check out the website at www.specialatbrooks.org. Arts Access is thrilled to invite you to its third annual Series of Fortunate Events, SOFE. Four talent showcases featuring artists with disabilities in art, music, dance, theater, and film, running Thursday, April 25 through Sunday, May 5. Support the artists with disabilities and Arts Access by purchasing tickets or sponsoring the series. Series tickets give you access to all four events, including the opening gala. Or if you wish, you can purchase tickets to individual events. The opening gala. This will be on Thursday, April 25, 6:30 p.m. at the AIANC building. This event celebrates the artists, hosts, sponsors, and honorary chair, Martha Karavuri, of the 2019 Series of Fortunate Events. Join us for a casual evening filled with drinks, hors d'oeuvres, music by DJ Smooth, and some really great company. Tickets are $50. Performance done our way will be on Saturday, April the 27th at 2 p.m. at the Carey Theater. This will be an afternoon of accessible theater, music, and dance featuring performers with and without disabilities. A highlight of the showcase will be a dance performance featuring Shaylee Danceworks and Davian Robinson. Tickets are $25. Audio description is provided, and ASL will be available upon request. Kids Art Making on Sunday, April the 28th, 2 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of Art. This is an afternoon of art making in an inclusive and welcoming environment for families and children of all ages and all abilities. We will create fantastic creatures using found objects, paper, crayons, markers, and wild imaginations. This is free, but registration is required. And then we have the SOFE Film Shorts on Sunday, May 5, 5:30 p.m. at the Carey Theater. We will host the screening of two short films by creators with disabilities, followed by a discussion with the filmmakers themselves. Brad Jones of Waking Dreams and George Leonolis of George My Autism. Tickets are $15. Audio description is provided and open captioning is provided. When purchasing tickets, you may request any additional accommodations that would make your experience more accessible. If you have any accessibility questions, please contact our office, 919-833-9919, or send an email to Betsy. That's Betsy at artsaccessinc.org. We ask that all requests be made 9 days in advance of each event to ensure that we can provide the best accommodations possible. If you wish to purchase tickets online to any or all of the events, there is an active link for that action on the email copy of the current issue of Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws that you received via email. And now to one of the favorite parts of Spare Times, recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. And we're going to kick off today with peanut butter banana chocolate chip cookies. Wow, what ingredients do you need for that? Well, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 tablespoon of cornstarch, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup, that's 1 stick, of unsalted butter, softened, 2 medium ripe bananas peeled and mashed, 1 cup of brown sugar, 1/4 cup of granulated sugar, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 1 cup of chocolate chips, and 1 cup of peanut butter chips. Sounds good already. The instructions: whisk together the flour, the baking soda, cornstarch, and salt in a medium bowl and set it aside. Cream the butter, bananas, and sugars together until they combine. Add vanilla extract and then mix until everything is combined. Then stir in the flour mixture just until it's combined. Stir in the chocolate and the peanut butter chips. Cover and refrigerate the dough for 30 minutes. See if you can keep the kids away from eating the dough. They're tempted. Preheat your oven to 375 degrees. Line 2 cookie sheets with parchment paper. Use a cookie scoop to scoop out cookie dough onto prepared cookie sheets. Bake cookies for 10 to 12 minutes or just until they start to turn light golden brown on top. Let the cookies cool completely on cookie sheets. Store them in airtight containers for up to a week. These are soft, so a piece of parchment paper between the layers is a good idea. Or, if you were like me when I was growing up, that wasn't needed, because as soon as Mom made them and put them underneath the oven, under the stove, in those nice tin cans, I would crawl down there and eat them all up. How about some Almond Joy cookies? You're going to need 1 14-ounce bag of sweetened coconut flakes, 2 cups of semi-sweet chocolate chips, 2/3 of a cup of lightly salted almonds, such as Blue Diamond, low-sodium, lightly salted, light blue bag, 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk, regular or fat-free will work as well. Preheat your oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a large baking sheet with parchment paper and set it aside. In a large bowl, combine coconut, chocolate chips, almond, and sweetened condensed milk. Stir until combined. Scoop out the dough with the cookie scoop onto the prepared baking sheet. Moisten the tips of your fingers with water and shape them into discs. Not your fingers, the cookies. Pat the tops flat. Bake the cookies for 12 to 14 minutes or until the tips of coconut are just starting to turn golden brown. Then let everything cool on a baking sheet, and you can store those cookies in an airtight container as well. And our last one, brown sugar caramel pound cake. Brown sugar caramel pound cake. Here we go. You're going to need 1 1/2 cups of butter softened, 2 cups of light brown sugar packed, 1 cup of granulated sugar, 5 large eggs, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 cup of whole milk, not skim, not 2%, but whole milk, 1 8-ounce bag of toffee chips. The author of this says, I use Heath Bar chips. And 1 cup of pecans, depending on what part of the country you're from. But make sure they're chopped. You're going to need to make a caramel drizzle, so for that you need 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk, 1 cup of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of butter, and 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Preheat that old oven up to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Spray a 12-cup bundt pan with cooking spray, or grease it in the standard way and then dust it with flour. Beat the butter until it's creamy. Add the sugars, beating until fluffy. Add the eggs one at a time. In a medium bowl, combine flour, baking powder, and salt. Add the flour mix to the batter alternately with the milk and beat it until just combined. Stir in the toffee chips and the pecans. Spoon the batter into the pan and bake it for 85 minutes or until a wooden toothpick comes out clean. To prevent excess browning, cover the cake with foil while you're baking it. Let the cake cool in the pan for 10 minutes, and then remove it from the pan and let it cool completely on a wire rack. Spoon the caramel drizzle over the cooled cake. Well, how do we get that caramel drizzle? In a medium saucepan, combine condensed milk and brown sugar and bring it to a boil over a medium-high heat, whisking it frequently. Reduce the heat. Simmer for 8 minutes, whisking frequently. Remove the heat. Whisk in the butter and the vanilla. Let it cool for 5 minutes before using. Note, make sure to drizzle the caramel while it's still hot. And I think you will end up with having something that is going to be quite, quite enjoyable. Well, folks, we have come to that point in time when we have completed all the material that we have for today's Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws. We certainly hope that you have enjoyed this program. Content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden. For the Triangle Radio Reading Service, it's been a pleasure reading with you today, and we look forward to being with you next time.